Library of Adventure, featuring the great adventures of yesterday, dramatized for the boys and girls of today. Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar. Chapter 16 of the story adapted from the novel by Jules Verne. In the prison camp at Zabardiero, Marfa Strogoff and Nadia Fedor had recognized Michael. He, in turn, had recognized them, but gave no sign that might reveal him as a courier of the Tsar. However, other eyes than his mother's were watching on the fateful evening, and soon Ivan Ogareff knew from his spy Sangari that Michael Strogoff was indeed a prisoner. Ogareff immediately determined a course of action which would put Michael into his hands without delay. On the following morning, at sunrise, trumpets and shouted orders announced the arrival of Colonel Ivan Ogareff in the Zabardiero prison camp.
Well, Monsieur Jolivet, something is going to happen. The prisoners look apprehensive to a degree. I hope it isn't going to happen to them.
Poor devils. It is Ogareff himself back from Tomsk.
This is the day set for the triumphal entry into the city, you know.
I fancy it is something more than that, Mr. Blunt. Did you notice the expression on the colonel's face? It is not a handsome face at the best of times, but this morning. Yes, I would say that Ogareff is here for some very definite purpose.
Oh, we shan't be kept in suspense. See, they are moving the prisoners.
Odd. They are calling out the males only. The women are not being molested.
Odd indeed. Oh, I see what is afoot now. Do you see, Monsieur Jolivet?
Yes, I do, Mr. Blunt. Something in the nature of an identification parade. The men are being driven into line to pass the colonel and his aides, I imagine. Ah, there's one woman concerned in it, an elderly person.
By Jove, did you see that? They're handling her roughly. Come, Monsieur Jolivet, we must put a stop to that.
Mr. Blunt, come back. Stay here with me. You're not on English soil now. This is Russia in the middle of an invading army. You would have no chance. We can do nothing more than watch.
It makes my blood boil.
Ah, they've let her go now. See, she's waiting for the prisoners to pass.
But why? Why?
You are Marfa Strogoff.
You know that I am.
Do you retract what you said to me when I asked you a question 3 days ago at Omsk?
No.
Then you are quite unaware that your son Michael Strogoff, a courier of the Tsar, had passed through Omsk?
I am.
Was not the man you recognized in the public room of the posting house your son? Answer me.
He was not my son.
And since then you have not seen him among the prisoners?
I have not.
If he were pointed out, would you recognize him?
No.
Do you know what I'm going to do now?
No. No.
All these men taken prisoner at Omsk and Korlevan are going to be paraded before you. They will pass slowly, one at a time, which will give you ample opportunity to recognize and point out the man I know to be your son. And if you do not show me Michael Strogoff, you will receive as many blows of the whip as men shall have passed before you. Captain, let the prisoners file past. Watch carefully, woman, for I will carry out my threat.
Mr. Blunt, I believe I know why they are performing this peculiar ceremony. Could they be looking for our friend, Nicholas Korpanov?
Korpanov? By Jove, yes. That could be the reason. He's in the camp here, and we know how anxious he was to keep his identity secret. But Ogareff met him at Ishim. He would know him again.
At that meeting, Ogareff was not concerned with Korpanov. For the colonel knew he was just another traveler who stood between him and his goal.
True. And thus he has failed to recognize him since. Can you see Korpanov in the line?
Yes, I can. Not half a dozen men removed from Ogareff and the old lady. He's moving up now. 4, 3, 2. Well, what do you make of that?
Neither party gave a single sign of recognition.
Well, perhaps our fine theory is astray. Obviously, they are not looking for Korpanov. Let us mix with the crowd, Monsieur Jolivet. To say the very least, I am intrigued.
That's all, Colonel. Every male prisoner in the compound has passed this point.
None escaped in the night?
None, Colonel. I personally went the round...
Enough. Fetch the note.
It is here, Colonel.
Now, Marfa Strogoff, mother of Michael Strogoff, do you see this?
I see it.
The knout. Pretty little whip, isn't it? See the leathern thongs? The iron pieces tied to each thong? It is said that 120 lashes with the knout is equivalent to a death sentence. Because you will not speak, I have sentenced you to death. If at any time during the punishment you wish to change your mind, you have only to call.
I will not speak. I will not...
Begin.
Aye, Colonel. Stop!
Michael Strogoff. And, as I see now, the man of Ishim.
Himself. You knout at me there, Ivan the traitor. Now I repay it.
Seize him. You struck me. Me, Ivan Nogarev.
Your face is badly marked, Colonel. Will I...
Search him.
There's a package.
Give it to me. Ah, this is the document. Yes. Yes.
Will we put him to death, Colonel?
Captain Strogoff of the Imperial Corps of Couriers? No, he is far too important for summary justice. Take him to the city under strong guard. He is reserved for the judgment of the Emir.
Mother, you must eat. You must drink. Your son cannot be served by your denial of food.
If only he had not spoken. If only he had remained in the background. I could have borne the lash.
What son could stand by and see his mother tortured? You do him an injustice.
For Holy Russia, I could endure death.
But at least he is still alive. Ogarev has what he wanted. Perhaps he will be satisfied with that.
He will not be satisfied until he has put my son to death.
Have faith, Mother. Michael came so far. He will find a way to go on.
I pray that your faith is justified, child, but the years bear heavily on me now. Yesterday, there was still hope. Today, what is there today?
There is still hope. Now you must eat. This afternoon, we'll be on the march again. They're going to make a triumphal entry into Tomsk tonight. If we are fortunate, we may see Michael. Courage, Mother. Help me to be strong as I will help you. Courage.
So this is Tomsk. A fine city, Monsieur Jolivet.
Agreed, Mr. Blunt. And I think we are witnessing something that has been observed by only a few Europeans.
Drums, music, dancers. Fantastic. This level plain above the town is an ideal spot for the Tatar revelries. Ah, the dignitaries of the Emir's court are taking their places on the terrace.
And the Emir himself, Mr. Blunt. But we have come a little too soon, like honest citizens who like to get their money's worth. The curtain has not yet risen on the scene we wish to observe.
Nicholas Korpanov?
Michael Strogoff.
I would like to know what was in that document taken from him. Obviously, it was a dispatch. But to whom?
Probably we shall never know, Mr. Blunt. Ah, the prisoners have begun to march past the Emir. The ballet before the final act. The compulsory ballet.
Monsieur Jolivet, I am not sure that I want to witness the final humiliation of Michael Strogoff. He struck Ogarev, And while Ugarev bears the scar of the knout, he will not forgive. He will exact a merciless penalty. Torture, and then death. It is the way of these Asiatics.
See, there is Michael. They are bringing him before the Emir now. Come, my friend. We must get closer if we can. In the last act of the drama, there may be a place for us. Come.
You have done well, Ivan. You will have your due reward for this. Are there any more prisoners?
One.
Is this the man?
Yes. Bring him before the Emir.
Forward, you dog!
Yes, sire. This is the man. Your forehead to the ground.
No.
You will die, Captain Strogoff.
I can die, traitor. But your face will carry the mark of the whip until you die also.
Who is this prisoner?
A Russian spy.
A spy? What is his name?
Michael Strogoff, captain in the corps of the Gazar's couriers.
I see. Place before me the sacred book of the Quran.
Sir!
Does the prisoner know the meaning of the ritual of the Fal?
Do you spy? Then I shall tell you. When the Emir opens the sacred book, he will place his finger at random upon the page. The sense of the verse thus chosen will be interpreted and sentence passed on you.
Let us begin, Ivan. The night comes on apace. I'm weary of this play.
Open the sacred book, sire, and let God be this criminal's judge.
There, I have done. Read me the verse, Ivan.
And he will see no more the things of this earth.
And how would you interpret the verse, Ivan?
His sight shall be put out.
Yes.
That is an excellent interpretation. You, spy. You came here to watch our coming in and our going out. You have seen. Remember it well. For within the hour you will see no more. Take him away to a safe place, Ivan. We will keep the best entertainment until the last. Take him away.
So cruel and ruthless judgment has been passed on Michael. Helplessly, Blunt and Jolivet, Marfa and Nadia watch as he's dragged away. If the sentence is carried out, how will Michael fare in his mission for the Tsar? Listen again when next we present Michael Strogoff, courier of the Tsar.